Medicaid expansion and the anti-ACA policy in Louisiana, that's a long time. Basically, that anti-stuff says we don't have Medicaid expansion here in Louisiana. That's basically what all that is. Status of women's health in New Orleans. Cecilia just did a whole bunch of statistical stuff and data stuff, but here, we have low-income women who needed to see a doctor but could not because of the cost in the last 12 months, and that's like 59% of women here. We also have low-income women who have been tested for HIV. That's 59.9%. Uninsured women utilize preventive services at lower rates. 62% receive mammograms, and 71% pap smears. So we have a problem here. The overview, ACA aimed to fill coverage gaps in Medicaid by extending Medicaid to nearly all non-elderly adults with income at or below 138% of poverty, about $32,000, give or take a little bit, for a family of four in 2013. In states that don't implement the expansion, such as Louisiana, Medicaid eligibility for non-disabled adults remain extremely limited. Approximately 242,000 people in Louisiana, which includes a large number of women, as you can see, fall into the coverage gap in the Affordable Care Act, meaning they don't qualify for whatever the reasons are for any assistance, but they are not eligible for Medicaid, and their incomes are too low to be eligible for tax credits. In Louisiana, Medicaid is not available to parents with income below 19% of the poverty, or about $4,500 a year for a family of four. A lot of big numbers here. So the uninsured population, special focus on Louisiana women, approximately 406,000 women, over 28% of Louisiana women are uninsured. 19.5% are white women, 38.2% are black women, 66.9% are Hispanic women. Women face discrimination. So not just straight women, just think about the and let me do this for y'all. I get all these acronyms tongue-tied sometimes. I really do. But not just straight women, but the LGBT, pop, Q, pop, here we go. Y'all know what I'm saying. That population. They do. So just think a practice known as gender rating, which causes them to pay more for coverage when they go out, and they can't afford it. They can't afford to pay more for money that they don't have. And one of the things is, what do I do? Do I pay for insurance, or do I buy groceries? Do I pay my electric bill? What's more important? And for them, it's more important to eat, pay my rent, that sort of a thing. So in Louisiana, no individual market plans cover maternity care. So we have, that's a whole nother problem. Women with a Vision, education and outreach around AC. So Women with a Vision has taken part in various methods of outreach to educate and assist local communities in navigating the health climate in Louisiana. We're old school. We like to get out in the street and walk around and talk to people. Social media is great. But again, it's really good to get out in the street. So if you go to community centers, if you go to laundromats, or you stand outside a bus stop and you actually bring out materials and you talk to people, those are the kind of outreach things that we do. We also have partnerships with, like, Louisiana Community Health Outreach Network. We work with the Latino population. Of course, we work with the HIV population, the transgender population. We work with populations that most people just don't want to work with. And so that's how we do our, those are the people that we do our outreach to. I didn't even get the 2 minutes notice. I'm going so fast. Here you go. The bottom line is that it's too expensive. Premiums are too high. Deductibles are too high. And it's too much of a burden for people who don't make a lot of money. Are qualified to make a substance. So I have a short story since I've gone so fast and it's not up here. If you just looked at Women with a Vision staff, ACA is high for them. It's not affordable, and they work. So there's all kind of problems. So if you're not looking at people who work every day and get a check, just imagine what it's like for women who don't have a job or they work at McDonald's or those type of places. It's extremely hard. So, yeah, I didn't even get my 2-minute notice. But do you have any questions? Okay, everybody's going to hold their questions till the end. I love it. Thank you.